Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Adam Witte's here. Adam's a great member of our Brain Trust, the founder and CEO of Advanta Media Group, which now has, has a new name, maybe. And he's a guy who's been sharing some of his thoughts with us over the years about how to be published, how to get your book published, and the importance of being an author. He's the author of 21 Ways to Build Your Business with a Book, and he's our good friend, Adam Witte. Welcome back.
Jim, thank you so much for having me. You're right, we do have a new name.
Yeah.
It's Advantage Forbes Books.
Advantage Forbes Books, and tell them why it's that new name.
Yeah, we strategically partnered with Forbes Media, the publisher of Forbes Magazine, the biggest name in business media, and are partnering with them to build out a book publishing business. And it's been really, really special. We launched the imprint about a year ago. We have 40 authors now publishing under our Forbes Books label. Of course, we have over 1,200 Advantage authors all around
right,
the world.
Right.
But when you align with a brand that has built authority, trust, and respect like Forbes, it's a name that means something to a lot of people. It's amazing the effect it can
have. Well, congratulations. I'm really proud of you. And of course, you're my friend. Steve Forbes, as my audience knows, is a friend of ours. He's on the show on a regular basis and has been now for close to 20 years. And so congratulations. I feel like a couple of good friends got together and did something really good for each other. So well done there, Adam.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your new topic that you're focusing on these days, authority. You talk about the importance of authority. Now, I want you to, when people think of authority these days, you know, it might not have as, just all by itself, that word all by itself, might not have as good a ring to it. What do you think?
Well, when we talk about authority, let's talk about the word trust. Because authority conveys trust in the minds of most people.
It's supposed to. Yeah.
And in the marketplace where we are selling our goods and services, regardless of the type of business that you're in, trust matters. And I like to say, Jim, no trust equals no sale.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons why entrepreneurs and business owners should pay attention to this thing called authority marketing is because it's a way to strategically and systematically position yourself as an expert in the minds of your customers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way to build trust with prospects and customers alike. And the more trust you convey to your prospects and your customers, the more sales you're going to make.
So somebody might say, well, So what you're saying is you're talking about the concept of trust that we all feel that we have with our customers, or they wouldn't come back, right? I mean, I think that's if customers somebody once said to me, you know, when I got my first major corporate sponsor, they said, "Boy, I bet you're excited about that." When they said yes, I said, "Well, I was more excited when they said yes the second time." When they came
right.
back the second time, because
right.
anybody will roll the dice once, right? But when they come back for more, that's the big deal. That's when you think you feel like you built some trust. But you're saying take trust to the next level, aren't you?
Well, I am. And I'm saying you can take trust to the next level by being an expert and by being seen as the leader of whatever it is that you or your business do. I'm convinced that every customer wants to work with a vendor or a supplier that they deem as the best. So, you know, let's take your local dentist, right? Whatever city you live in, whether you're in Charleston, South Carolina, or whether you're in Washington, D.C., or in Alabama, you take the city you're in, you probably want to feel like the dentist that you work with is the best in your community.
That's right.
Because otherwise you wouldn't go to somebody that's less than the best.
That's right.
And so if you're the dentist, what are you doing to communicate to your patients and your prospective patients that indeed you're the best? And for one, it could be writing a book on the topic. It could be writing articles and creating content on your blog, in a newsletter. Mm-hmm. It could be being on local television. It could be being interviewed on the radio.
And none of these things, in any of the things that Adam's talking about, none of those are you talking about how great you are. You're contributing, mm-hmm. right? One of the things I say on the show is what I think, and I had never used it with authority or authority marketing before, but the way I think of it is in terms of relevance is contribute first, contract second.
Well, that's exactly right. So a lot of people will say to me, Jim, gee, I just feel like I'm beating my chest. I'm just bragging about myself.
Right.
And I said, no, if you're a dentist and you truly believe that what you know can help people make smarter health decisions, then you owe it to your customers, your patients, your mm-hmm. prospective patients to share your knowledge with them. And when you write books, when you go on local television, when you speak, it's all about sharing your stories, your passion, your knowledge with other people to help them make better decisions. So it's not bragging at all.
It's quite often I'm asked to speak in my community for, you know, to a local group or whatever, and they actually say to me, we want you to tell us about yourself. And I tell them, well, I'm not going to do that. And they said, why? I said, because that's not what I do. I'm going to talk to them about I'm going to talk about them. I'm going to talk right. about how I can help them. And then I said, then they'll find me. You can find me. There's plenty of places to find all about me if you want to. But you want to help them first. And so if you're a dentist, don't go talk about your new equipment when you go to the Rotary or the Exchange Club. Don't go talk about your new equipment or how many people you see or whatever, or how long you've been in business. Go talk about the current state of dental medicine, dentistry, or what are some new things that people are learning or whatever, or as you said, a better way of take care of your teeth. That's contribute first, contract second, isn't it, Adam?
That's exactly what it's all about.
And that's what he means. That's what Adam means when he talks about authority marketing. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about this. And I'm going to get Adam to talk to us a little bit about book publishing. How's that industry going? Right after the break. Adam, I need your website quickly, please.
AdvantageFamily.com.
AdvantageFamily.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.